This is episode 2272 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to day two of our series this week. It's an important one. It's all about the art of happiness. And if you can manage a few ways to increase your happiness, you have gold. You have keys to living your life to the fullest. In this week's series, you are going to be guided every single day following a quote and a meditation focus from some of the world-famous meditators. And yesterday, you explored compassion with the Dalai Lama. Today, you will discover how important it is in your quest for happiness to visualize every single day the kind of life you want to live. And this comes from none other than Paramahansa Yogananda. He was a yogi who came from India to the West to share the art and science of yoga and meditation. He came to the United States and he authored the classic groundbreaking book called Autobiography of a Yogi. It's considered one of the top 100 books of the century. Paramahansa Yogananda is considered one of the preeminent spiritual figures of modern times. He lived from 1893 to 1952. And here's what he has to say about happiness. And this is also the reason why I selected as this week's weekly challenge that you go on an inner peace quest, where every single day you focus on and visualize how you want to live your life. And when you do this every day, problems and crises and stress aren't so prominent in your life because you're so focused on what it is that you want to achieve. And that becomes a way to balance out difficult emotions. So here's what Paramahansa Yogananda has to say about happiness. Remember that when you are unhappy, it is generally because you do not visualize strongly enough the great things that you definitely want to accomplish in life, nor do you employ steadfastly enough your willpower, your creative ability, and your patience until your dreams are materialized. This is from his Self-Realization Fellowship Lessons on Happiness. So now I invite you to settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. I usually share with you each day a message from one of your fellow meditators, but since we're meditating with the wisdom of the masters, I'm sharing their messages and quotes with you this week. I'll resume sharing the messages from your fellow meditators next week. And you can always message me at my Sip and Om account on Instagram. That's the best way to send me a direct message there. I'm sure to get it. And you can also email me at mary@sipandom.com. I'd love to hear what meditation has meant to you during this time of coronavirus, and also how you stay happy and if meditation helps you on your own happiness journey. I'd so love to hear from you. As you begin to relax your mind and your body, make sure your spine is nice and straight, your eyes are closed and gently uplifted. Relax the areas of your body where you tend to hold tension. That might be your shoulders, your jaw, your stomach. Allow yourself to ease into stillness at your own pace. There's no rush. This is your time. Name the emotion you're feeling right now. There's no shame, no judgment. Just be real honest with yourself. How are you feeling now? And know that you're going to work with this emotion and ease into a sense of stillness. Never forcing yourself, always allowing yourself to open up at your own pace. I'll guide you as you repeat the affirmation for this week. This is an affirmation to let go of self-doubt and fears and all those things that hold you back and bind you. It's a freedom affirmation. The affirmation is, I am free. I am free. So as you sit with your spine straight, your eyes gently uplifted, bring to mind ways you might be feeling stuck. Now begin to open up to a sense of release and freedom. Out loud, engaging the power of your voice, repeat, I am free. I am free. Notice how you feel. Now repeat the affirmation in a whisper. Notice how you feel. As your journal prompt and your meditation focus, think of ways you can create freedom in your life. How do you want your life to look? How do you want to feel? Who do you want to be with? Where do you want to be? Visualize the life you aspire to. Meditate until the point where you could go a little bit further. End your meditation at that point on a high note. You are so worth slowing down for.